Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. So first-time listeners, you need to tune in every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro, and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show. It's amazing Sunday night. And this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. And welcome to our premiere episode of the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show. We want to thank you for being here with us, and we want to say that if tonight is your special night on September 29th, 2013, if it's your birthday, your anniversary, any special day at all, we want to wish you a happy, happy day from all of us here at the Rad Reality Show to you. And we also want to welcome our very special new host of the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show, Mary Conley of the Amazing Race Seasons 10 and 11, which is 11 was All-Stars. So we're very pleased to have an All-Star Amazing Race racer joining us tonight. And she's going to be hosting the show with us. We have had Louis Stravato with us for many years, 5 years now. And we're very sad to say that Louis won't be back with us simply because of a career change. He is very sad not to be back with us, but he did change careers. He retired from the police force, and he took on a position where he's working an evening shift, and he works Sunday nights. So because of that, he's not able to be here with us on Sunday nights. So we are so happy to have Mary Conley join us and host the show with us. She is someone who has joined us on the show many times, both for The Amazing Race, Big Brother, and Survivor as well. She is a reality fanatic, just like Paul and myself, and we absolutely adore Mary and David, and we're pleased as punch to have her here with us tonight and have her as a host for our Second Pit Stop Show. Mary, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing great. And let's say hi to Paul up in Minnesota. Paul, how are you doing?
I thought maybe you forgot about me. No, I wouldn't forget about you, Paul. No, I'm doing very well, Cherry. I find myself, I don't know if this happens to you, but in the opening clip with Ron saying, where else? I always want to say, I know. Here's the Rad Reality Show Network. I have to quickly say, for the first time all season, finally my Minnesota Vikings won. That's the last I'm going to say. It wasn't pretty, but we won. So I'm happy about that. I also want to say I'm disappointed because Big Brothers Amanda and McCray, Amanda is up in Minneapolis, and about 4 or 5 days ago she said they were going to do a meet and greet this weekend, and whether they're still going to do it, I don't know, but I was so hoping to get to meet them. And I want to, because this is Amazing Race, I want to say that there is a Facebook page trying to get McCray and Amanda on the race. And I didn't add you yet, Jerry, but I did invite Mary to join that. I think they would be a fantastic pair. Don't you think, guys?
Well, thanks, I do.
Paul, you didn't invite me?
Well, I knew you'd pick up on that. Jeez.
You know I'd love to see them on the race. Mary, what do you think?
Yeah, because for the last few seasons, they've picked one couple to go on the Amazing Race, Jeff and Jordan, Rachel and Brendan. Why not? McCray and Amanda. McCranda all the way.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
I mean, if anything, it'd be cool to watch a woman control a guy again.
It's been a while, huh, Mary?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of a while, I want to, maybe for the podcasters or even those that are listening live, this is our first Sunday show in quite some time. People have gotten used to listening to the Rad Reality Show on Manic Mondays and Thursdays for Big Brother and now for Survivor. But spread the word. We're back on Sunday night for the Amazing Race.
Absolutely. Let your friends know. I know there's a lot of Amazing Race fans out there. And it's a lot of fun to come on here and talk about your favorite teams and talk about the show. And as I said in the promo, enjoy this race one pit stop at a time with these teams. And that's what we do on this show. We enjoy this show and enjoy this race one pit stop at a time with the teams that are racing and with all of us fans. And it's a lot of fun. And I'm going to add one more fan to the mix tonight. And he's on the switchboard now. Somebody new that we'll have joining us from time to time, hopefully a lot. I'm going to bring on my husband, Rich.
No.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
How are you?
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, Mary. How are you? Hi, Paul.
Hey, we thought maybe you would share a little bit more there, but I'm glad you're joining us this season, Rich. I know the last couple of days have been awfully busy for you and Jerry. For those that don't know, tell us what you've been doing the last few days and how you're feeling.
Well, we're moving into our new house and attempting to move out of the condo, and feeling terrible. But other than that, everything's great.
While Rich is getting settled in, he's going upstairs so we don't have interference with him sitting right next to me. Mary, we did get your intro song. I didn't play it to bring you up, and I apologize to Paul for that. We do have your intro song, and I'm going to play it right now while Rich is getting settled in upstairs. This is going to be Mary's intro song as we bring her on each and every show. It's a song that's near and dear to her heart, and we've listened to it, and we really love it. And it has a little emotion behind it, and it means a lot to her because of her husband, who isn't with us tonight because he's in the coal mine to support her family, like many other miners are there in Kentucky. And this will be her intro song. So listen to the lyrics and you'll understand. Here we go.
He pulls in that old Chevy from a second shift. Mama's still sleeping, kids still cracked out on the couch. He goes in through the back door. He don't wake him up, so he wipes the cold dust off his face and he hits his knees. Says, Lord, I want to thank you for everything and the strength you give me to make it day by day.
What a beautiful song, Mary.
Because, you know, that's what's going on in Eastern Kentucky. Little story to be in a hurry. In the last 5 years, 5 years ago, there was 255 coal mines in our county alone. Today, there is only five. So now David is going an hour and a half away every night, an hour and a half to go there and an hour and a half back. Three-hour
wow.
round trip just to go to work to in West Virginia. But a lot of our people have moved to Australia, Canada, Michigan, Alabama, other states, just not this part of the state.
That's such a
wow.
shame. That's heartbreaking.
So it is a message that I want to spread around the world. As coal does, keep our lights on.
Yeah,
and God gave us this coal under this earth, and he gave it
to
us for a reason. Why not use it? As long as you do it safely.
I did not, Mary, I did not realize that David was commuting that far. I spent probably a good dozen years commuting an hour each way to my job, so adding another half hour, I can relate to that kind of a commute, and bless his heart for you know, doing that difficult job to support you and the kids.
Yeah, but
I said,
you know, at least
he's
got a job. I'm not going to complain. I hate it that I can't sit here and watch my shows with me, and I'm just so grateful that Cherry asked me to host, because that gives me a reason to watch The Amazing Race on time. Or else he'll say, no, you got to wait till tomorrow morning to watch it with me, because he don't want me to spoil it or me know what's going to happen. Like Big Brother, I had to, once he got his job, I had to wait until the next day to watch the live shows. But I could watch my online in any time.
Well, now you have an excuse.
I sure do.
Well, we wish David could be here with us, but he is such an amazing father and an amazing husband, and we know that he's here with us in spirit, and he's thinking about us and thinking about you, and he would be here with us if he could, and he's doing his part in taking care of his family, and he would be here with us if he could.
The thing
so.
Had a great idea. Well, Mary, why don't I just call in?
Yeah.
I said, David, why call in? You don't even get to watch it to know what's going to go on.
Mary, you'll just have to pick somebody else to spar with, seeing as David's not on, right?
Yes, I'm going to find me somebody else this week. And hopefully it's somebody don't agree with everything I say like David Jr. don't.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you, when Cherry told me about that song, and we just for time purposes, we can't play full songs, and that was a very hard song to edit out because there were so many great lyrics to it. I hope what I ended up with
I thought
with
you did a great job, yeah.
Okay. And for those that don't know, this was a gentleman from Eastern Kentucky that appeared on America's Got Talent. Is that not correct?
Yes, and he made it to Final Three.
Jimmy Rose.
And he's touring right now, isn't he, Mary?
He's on tour right now.
Jimmy
That's
Rose.
That's so amazing.
Not only is he also a coal miner, or at least a former coal miner, but he also served in the military, in the Marines. In addition to, you know, his musical talent and the songs that he writes and sings, he also is dear to your heart because of his previous job and his service to our country.
Right, because in his story he said that at 18 years old, like most Eastern Kentucky boys do here, unless you go off to college, then you start your job in the coal mines. He started his job in the coal mines, and then 2001, 9/11 happened. He said, and that's when he decided he wanted to fight for his country. He wanted to defend it. He wanted to fight for it all the way.
So,
no,
that's,
I mean,
so
got my
admirable.
Heart on two counts.
So admirable.
But this was a brand new season just started. And wow, I couldn't believe it, you know. I loved it when Phil said the world is waiting, because it's the truth.
Yes. And how true that is, The Amazing Race. We get to sit on our couch and see the world through The Amazing Race. And we get to see so many different countries and cultures. And they show them to us in such a rich and true way through The Amazing Race. And that's one of the reasons I love this show, is because I'll never get to visit these countries and see these cultures. So I get to, you know, visit them through this show. And you get to see how these people live and the beautiful, beautiful countries and the different cultures, the different, ways that they believe and everything. I mean, just everything that is different from the United States and the way we live. And I would never be able to travel there. And so being able to watch this on The Amazing Race is so amazing to me. And it's such, you know, an adventure for me just to watch the racers go through it and do these challenges in these other countries. And I almost feel bad for them that they can't spend more time, you know, in each country and actually experience the gift they've been given to visit these countries. And so I love the teams that actually enjoy and encompass the gift they've been given and don't totally focus on everything about the race. You know, I know they have to really, really focus on the race and what they're doing, but I like the ones that take in the views and the cultures and what's surrounding them as well, and enjoy it and take it in. I like to see them doing that as well as focus on the race. But we'll start out by just going over the teams and how the show started. They started out in an old Western ranch, and each team came in on a stagecoach. And they started out with Chester and Ephraim, which are former NFL players. Then Rowan and Shane, who are theater people. Tim and Marie, who are exes. They were married at one time, and now they're exes. Leo and Jamar, who call themselves the Afghanimals. They are from Afghanistan and now live in the United States, and they seem to just be loving life. Allie and Ashley are NHL ice crew teammates. They shovel the snow for an NHL team. Nicole and Travis are married ER doctors. And this next name I'm probably going to screw up.
Nina and Oskote. Yeah, Oskote.
Okay, from India. They're from India. Tim and Daniel work in the oil field in Oklahoma. Brandon and Adam are from Chico, California, and they're childhood friends. Nikki and Kim are Major League Baseball wives. And then Jason and Amy are dating, and they're from New England, and they have a snow and ice business. So that rounds up the teams on the 23rd season of The Amazing Race. And they start off, and they have to enter a code into their vehicle, and they're headed to Aikiki, Chile. And there are only enough space, the car tells them there are only enough spaces for a limited amount of teams on the first flight. So they're all scrambling to get to the airport. And the exes are fighting on the way to the airport. They're already battling. I couldn't believe they're already sparring. But Leo and Jamal make it to the airport first. Followed by Chester and Ephraim, Rowan and Shane, Tim and Marie, Ashley and Allie, Nikki and Kim, and Nicole and Travis. Those are the first seven teams that make it on the first flight. And then Brandon and Adam, Jason and Amy, Haskote and Nina, and Tim and Danny are the teams that go on the second flight. And it was kind of funny because Leo and Jamal said to Ashley and Allie, "My brides, come to us." When they're in the airport, they're already flirting with the blondes. and they have to travel. Once they get to Chile, they have to travel by taxi to Alto Hospicio to look for Zona de Parapente. And basically that's where they're going to parasail from. And Nicole and Travis make it there first. And they speak fluent Spanish, which I think helps them a lot in this leg of the race. Chester and Ephraim make it.
I think it's very smart of Travis to scream going down in the airport, "My wife is pregnant, my wife is pregnant."
I love that.
Because they ended up getting first in the taxi, you know?
Yep. And somebody else followed them by doing that as well. Who was it? Was it the Afghanis?
It was Leo.
Was it Leo?
Leo. Sorry to just
I knew somebody else did it as well. They followed suit. And and so Nicole and Travis was first, Chester and Ephraim was second, and then Allie and Ashley, Leo and Jamal, Nikki and Tim, Rowan and Shane, Tim and Marie, and so forth. And they had to parasail. One had to parasail, and one had to get in a taxi and meet them down at the beach and meet their partner.
It looked
and,
really fun.
Yeah.
Like, two of the
one of the blondes was
out.
Very, very... Pardon me?
Yeah, Kim. Kim was crying a lot and scared to death. And her partner told her, "Do it for Spidey, do it for Spidey."
Right,
And Spidey
right.
is her son.
Yeah.
And so that's when you're on this race, the scariest things and the hardest things to do, you just put your heart into it. Because me climbing the Great Wall of China, I could not have done that had I not thought that I didn't want my kids to see me fail.
I can only imagine climbing the Great Wall of China.
For Kim, it would have been easy for her to climb the Great Wall of China, but for me, it would have been easy for me to parasail. It's just the physical things get to me, and to her, it's the heights, because everybody has their own fears.
Right. And anybody that has a fear of heights, I think, might have been, had butterflies for either one. But I guess if you're going on the race and you have a fear of heights, any of those types of
you'll get over it
challenges
pretty quick.
Are going to be, yeah, they're going to be, terrifying, but you have to face them. That's part of what going on the Amazing Race is about, is getting over those fears and facing your fears for $1 million. So, they all did pretty well in that one. The team from California with the beards, I felt really bad for them because when they jumped off, they didn't take off like all the other teams.
Oh, Brandon and Adam.
You're right, and they wound up kind of falling down the hill.
Yeah, he thought he was supposed to run down the hill. Well, I mean, he thought he was supposed to lift his legs up, I think, and the whole thing was to run down the hill and then you'll pay, I think. Because whatever it was, he did the opposite of and landed on his butt.
And they had to go back up and
in
try over.
He would have been eighth place. He ended up being last.
Right. And I felt really bad for them. Apparently, they didn't explain it very well, or he didn't understand it, or he just did it wrong. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but something happened where he had a bad mishap, and they wound up in last place. But he had great spirits about it, and they kept going, and good on them because it paid off in the end. They didn't give up. They kept going, and eventually it paid off for them. So, but they all made it through that. Rowan and Shane came in. Another thing to mention is that four of them, the Afdanimals, Ashley or Allie, I wasn't sure which one of those actually went parasailing and which one was left behind, which one had to get the taxi. But then Marie.
Allie went parasailing.
Okay, so Ashley was the one that left. One of the Afdanimals, Ashley, Marie, and one other team let their taxis go.
Right.
And so they all had to call new taxis.
And Marie or Ashley, one took Jamal's taxi. Because
so
Jamal
was
said that.
A big taxi mess up.
Yes. Because that's what Jamal said. They just took my taxi.
So, but as it turns out, Rowan and Shane came in first. Nicole and Travis came in second. Chester and Ephraim came in third. Tim and Marie fourth. Leo and Jamal fifth. Nikki and Kim sixth, and so forth. Then they came to a roadblock. And they had to row a cumbersome boat, just one of them. And whichever one didn't parasail had to row the boat, is what the clue said.
Then you have to row the boat. Because the first job was to find where the parasailer was taking him. So it was to follow, remember?
Right.
So when it got to that one, it was, if you parasailed, then you have to row the boat. which tonight should have been called the episode of not reading a clue or something, because it started off with Leo getting out there, and he, you know, it wasn't Leo's the one who should have done the boat, but Jamal went out there in the boat. And then the girls, I think it was Allie and Kim, or Ashley, they told him, you're supposed to be out there in the boat. You did the parasailing. And I thought, my gosh, girls. Because if they hadn't have told him, you think Jamal would have done the whole thing, and then they had to come back, and Leo would have done the whole thing.
Right.
Could have changed
right.
the whole
so,
race.
Yep. So they had to go and get 5 fish from the marked boats sitting out in the water. And you could get 5 fish from the same boat, but if they ran out of fish, then you had to go, you know, find fish from a different boat. So once a few teams got out there, the boats started running out of fish. And you had, you know, to go further and further out to find fish from one of the further boats. And Travis and Nicole came in first. The Effed Animals came in second. Rowan and Shane came in. And what happened was that Nicole and Travis basically arrived at the pit stop first. But the crew said you must travel by foot, and they took a taxi. So they had to wait a 30-minute penalty sitting there waiting and hoping and praying that no team made it before that 30-minute penalty. While they were waiting, Tim and Marie ran up to the mat. And so they were the official first team to arrive, and they won the express pass for themselves and another express pass that they get to give away to another team. And so they were actually the first team to arrive officially, and then Nicole and Travis came in second. And they were disappointed in themselves. They said they made that, you know, mistake that, you know, they hoped they never made, but they made it on the first, you know, first time out. And they said, but we guarantee you that, you know, challenge next week is ours. And they said, as doctors, you know, we hope that we would pay more attention to detail than that. But, you know, we screwed up. They took it, you know, in stride and admitted their mistake. And so I think they will learn from that and make sure that they don't ever not read all of the clue again.
But they weren't the only ones. It seemed like there was a lot of little not reading the clues mistakes made on this first episode, more than usual, don't you think, Mary?
I think so, because that's what I said. I think this should have been the episode and you didn't read your clue right or something.
Right.
The name of the episode, yeah.
Leo didn't go out, didn't paddle the boat, or the boat, whatever you call that thingy. But Leo didn't do it. Jamal did, and it should have been Leo doing it. And then there was another Nina and Oscote or Oscote, the very last team.
Well, we won't have to say their name much longer, huh?
Nope. But she went out, and it took her a while to get started, you could tell. But she finally got the hang of it, and then she went to look at the clue to make sure that she had the names right on the boat she has to find. And that's when she realized it's supposed to be Dad.
Yep.
So she had to come all the way back.
And she was crying. She knew then that they were last. And
when
she really took it hard.
When it's dark in the middle of the night, you kind of know you're out.
Yeah. I felt really bad for her. She was really upset. She was like, it wasn't supposed to end this way. And my heart really broke for her. But, you know, my husband and I noticed that on this season, at least they didn't send a team home before they got started, which is even
right.
worse. That really breaks my heart, to see a team lead before the race even gets started. At
that
least they got to
never,
go out and run
ever,
one leg.
Ever happen in reality TV. I just hate when that happens in any shows. That just
I do too.
Back.
I think that's so heartbreaking.
So let me
it came down to Tina and Tim and Marie, Nicole and Travis, Rowan and Shane, Chester and Ephraim, Nikki and Kim, Allie and Ashley, Leo and Jamal, Jason and Amy, Tim and Danny, Brendan and Adam, who they had a struggle. They thought they were going to be last. But then Huskote and Nina came in last, and they were eliminated from the race. So those are my notes.
So let me ask you this, because I have to say that I ran out of time with the clips I was doing to be able to really watch the show tonight, but were there any alliances that formed at all that you noticed? You didn't mention that in your notes there. I didn't know if maybe there always seems to be people that pair
not really.
More.
Yeah, because
okay.
with the Express Pass, you could see it. So Leo and Jamal thought that maybe Ashley and was it Ashley?
Allie.
And Allie. Yeah, they thought that because they were all flirting together. So they thought, you know, this could be just flirting or this could be a way to get us in case we get the Express Pass. But from experience, you see that there's four teams left in the back of the pack. Now there's only three. Those three teams will have more of a connection than the seven teams who were on the first flight, just because there's only six people instead of 14.
That makes
and so
sense.
You feel a bond when you're in the end and you know that you're 2.5 hours behind everybody else and somebody's going to be leaving. But
that makes
it
sense.
Was Tim and Marie who got the Express Pass. And did I see Tim and Marie? Sherry, did you? Terry, did you see Tim and Marie with, I mean, like, because they fought the whole time, Paul.
Well,
they were calling each other stupid, and I thought, well, I mean, as soon as it started.
They'll probably end up arguing about who they should give that second pass to, too, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, now the scrambling will begin, now that they know who has the Express Pass. Now the butt-kissing will begin.
Yeah.
So everybody will be trying to team up with Tim and Marie and earn their trust and get that Express
Pass. Yeah, they're
going
to get a lot
pass.
Of best friends quickly, aren't they?
Yes, they will.
Now, is it seems normal, or it seems like most times when there's been a second Express Pass, the team that has them holds on to them till they can't use it anymore. Do you think that's likely to happen again, or do you think they'll give it up earlier than that, than the fifth leg?
I think that's kind of the smartest thing to do.
To hold on to it?
Whenever you're on the race, if you have leverage, use it. And then
I think
having
it's
a
likely they'll argue about it.
Oh, yeah. She's going to choose one team, and he's going to want a whole other team, and goodness gracious.
What do you think, Rich? Are you still there, Rich?
I'm still hanging in here. I don't want to interrupt anybody.
How are you?
You have to,
You see, when I interrupt Jerry, all I get is maybe a phone call. You have to live with her.
I think that Tim will want to give it to the blondes, and Marie will want to give it to the Afghanimals, rather.
Oh, you think so?
For sure. That would be the complete opposites.
Hannah seems to like the Afghanimals. Because she watched it with me tonight. Oh, yeah, that's her pick, is the Afghanimals.
They're definitely loud.
They seem to be having fun. And
yeah,
like
they
he does that, like more of a Mexican thing where I can't even do what he does. Ay, 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 or something.
Yeah.
Like some kind of animal. Oh,
yeah,
I guess that's why they're called the Afghanimals then.
Yeah.
Because he does make that animal sound.
Let me ask you, NHL fans on the air right now, who do the girls, what team are they associated with?
The LA Kings.
Ah. Okay.
They're the girls that skate out in between in stoppages and play and scrape up the excess snow off the ice.
Okay. During the commercials when I don't see it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they kind of look like when you're watching a boxing match and then, like, between the rounds, you got these girls who come out and hold up the cards or something for the round.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's something like that. Cause these are some pretty eye candy girls. Why not sit out there
here
in the
St. Louis,
and make
we
the
have
fans happy?
We have little kids that run out and do that here in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we have little kids from local
schools that skate on their teams. So they come out and clean the ice.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
it's
where
California. We don't have
any
of the pretty women that come out and do it.
Yeah, because California likes to do that. There was quite a few teams from California, too.
I noticed that. The poor Oklahoma team had a rough time.
They did.
Early on.
But I seem to like them. I do.
I did, too. I hope that they get their bearings and sort of make it far because I really like them.
They said one of my favorite lines of the night. Because
they
said, I never rode a boat before. And I thought right back to Vietnam and David saying, I never rode a boat before because it's a God's honest truth. So that's what we realized. If you're going to go on the Amazing Race, you better learn to row a boat. And so
when they were on trying to find the airport, they said, we don't have so many freeways out in Oklahoma.
Yeah. But just watching tonight just put me out of all the seasons lately, this is the one I wish David was watching because we've been to Chile and then the way he spoke reminded me so much of David. I never rode a boat before. And then, Nicole and Travis, 30-minute penalty. When we were in Madagascar, we had a 30-minute penalty. But it was where the leg before in Mauritius, we had came in last and we were non-eliminated. And back then the rules are if you're not eliminated, you don't have to give up all your backpack with everything in it. That you had a 30-minute penalty. So we knew going into our next leg that we had to make it 30 minutes faster than another team. Even if we were next to last, that was fine as long as we were 30 minutes faster.
Right.
So it was where I had to climb the steps, and I had a real bad sprained ankle and ended up helping Lynn and Carlin out. And we made it to the church. I made it to meet David, and I think we were, 20 minutes into a 30-minute penalty when Lynn and Carlin showed up. That's just the longest 20 minutes of your life when you're just sitting there thinking you don't want your best friends out, but yet you don't want to be out either.
Right. So as you looked at Nicole and Travis, you were completely relating to their fears.
Exactly. It's a hard thing to do, to have a penalty and just sit there waiting and wondering. But with them, they just had to wait and wonder if they'd get first place in an express pass. With us, we had to, oh, either we make it or we don't.
Go ahead, Tom.
I was going to say, I would be tempted when I see that team show up before the 30-minute to jump up and try to stop them. Hold them back for 10 minutes.
Or with the
roll
express pass play, they saw them coming, you know. Instead of sitting there with your heads down looking quietly, why not scream, hey, guys, this is it, come. You know, get on their good side.
Yeah, good point.
Yep.
That's the good thing about having somebody from The Amazing Race host the show like this, because nobody else on earth can sit here and tell us what that feels like. But somebody who's been there and done that and been in their shoes, but somebody who's been on the race and actually had to sit there on a 30-minute penalty and watch another team come up and take your spot. I mean, that's amazing, Mary, to have somebody on the show with us who's been in that very position, you know, and
it
can relate so well
ago,
to what they've been there.
Every time you watch a new season or you see an episode that's kind of like, you know, I love the diversity in the teams this season. Because with us, we had a lot of diversity. We had two Muslim guys from Ohio, Bilal and Saeed, and they were out first before we even hit the mat. Because there was a mat that Phil just showed up at the Tiananmen Square, and they didn't even get to complete the first leg. And they were gone. The world didn't get to know Bilal and Saeed like me and David got to know them.
Wow.
And then our second team out, only because I was able to climb the Great Wall of China. Vipul and RT, two Indians, you know, from India and from South Africa, just cool as they could be. And then we became best friends with the Cho Bros, and they were from Korea, and then Bama and Tom and Terry, and then we had the models and the beauty queens and the cheerleaders. We just had a bunch of them. So this season, they went diverse. It's pretty cool.
Yes. I think almost more than any other reality show, Amazing Race does try to get quite a variety of people. Maybe they're not always from, you know, different countries or that type of thing, but they always, you know, personality-wise. I mean, think of these beautiful L.A. King girls, and then you got the childhood friend, as we're calling the Duck Dynasty team. You know, I mean, there's such a they really do a good job, I think, over the seasons of getting quite a diverse cast.
They did this
one
season,
of the hippies,
I seem to like it.
One of the hippies said that he lives so far out in the woods that in the wintertime, in 4 months, he saw only 4 cars.
Whoa.
In a month.
Yeah.
And he said him and his wife are building a
hostel.
And he said where it's at, in 1 month, in the wintertime, they saw only 4 cars go by. And
so I was thinking, why build a hostel? Right,
so
there,
far out.
Where you only saw 4 cars in a month.
Right.
They want to see more people.
I don't think they're going to see anybody but 4 cars.
Maybe they have a certain crop growing out there.
Maybe. That's it.
Hey, Mary,
that could very well be it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just want to know, sometimes when a team comes to the mat and has failed to do a task properly or read their clue properly, they get a penalty like they did tonight. And other times they make them go back to the point where they had failed to properly do that and then complete it properly. In other words, rather than sending Travis and Nicole back and making them then come on foot to the pit stop, they gave them a 30-minute penalty. So how do they determine, you know, or is there a particular way they determine which way that's going to go, whether they're going to have to go back and complete the task?
Okay, so if it was the case of Hosko and Nina, and she had done the boat and didn't realize that he was supposed to, okay?
Right.
And they would have finished before being last, you know, because they were out anyway. But let's say this had happened earlier and Nina did the boat and she wasn't supposed to. Nobody would have stopped her. She would have done the boat. They would have finished it. They would have came by foot to feel. They would have had to go back and Hosko would have had to do the boat because that's actually a challenge that you have to do. With Nicole and Travis, it wasn't a challenge. It was just a part of the clue that said travel by foot. So if you don't complete a challenge or complete it right, then you have to go back and do that challenge.
I see.
That was a good question.
Just like, because in Vietnam with Tom and Terry, we were told on our additional information, do not get on a motorbike or, you know, they're like a moped maybe.
Right.
Because in Vietnam there was a lot of people, like millions of people riding mopeds. And apparently Tom and Terry didn't read their clue. And so they got on a moped to travel when we had to travel by bus. And we got to the mat, and Tom and Terry was waiting out a penalty. And that's when I stood by and just cheered them on because we knew there was, I mean, I think where they took the moped, they got there a lot faster. So they were actually like first place, just like Nicole and Travis. But all of us were back to back on the bus.
So the penalty is actually like a punishment almost for unfair advantage.
Right.
Okay, I got it. That makes sense.
We have a fan waiting to talk to us on the switchboard, so let's see if they have any questions. I'm going to bring them up now and see what they had to say. We've got Shady on the phone. How are you, Shady?
I'm good. How are you? How is everybody tonight?
Hi, Shady.
Hello, Mary.
We are good.
That's good. So, yeah, I watched The Amazing Race. I went into an online chat room and watched The Amazing Race with everybody. It's the same group that I used to watch the Big Brother live feeds with. So now all of us are watching Amazing Race together.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So all of us still got our Big Brother names. None of us changed it.
Wow.
So who's everybody cheering for? Which team? So initial reactions, who's everybody's favorite team?
I am liking Tim and Danny just because they're country boys from Oklahoma, from the oil fields, and I see their life is being changed. You know, they're going to meet this whole living world and just fall in love, and it's just going to be amazing. I can see their whole life changing. Do I think they're going to win? Not really.
Yeah, there's a team that I just want to win just because I think they're just the persona's cool, and that's Brandon and Adam, where I call them Team Duck Dynasty.
Okay, yeah.
I initially am for them as well. I have to get more involved, you know, to pick somebody else right now. But I like them, too, just because they're kind of off-the-wall, different, you know, type of people. But I have to say, real quickly, because I just saw what you put in the chat, do not tell me anything about tonight's series finale of Breaking Bad. I have not watched it.
I won't say anything.
I appreciate it.
I'll just say it was good.
Thank you.
That's all.
But, no, how about you, Rich? Do you have a favorite yet?
I can't say I really have a favorite team. I kind of like everybody at this point. But I think that Nicole and Travis are a very strong team and might be the team to beat.
Yeah, I don't have anybody to dislike yet. They need to have like somebody like Andy on there that I can not like at all.
So, how about with all the arguing, are Tim and Marie a team that people are disliking right now, or is that too early to feel that way?
I think their arguing was actually kind of funny. I mean, they argued the entire time, but their arguing seemed to work for each other. They ended up coming in technically first. I mean, obviously they weren't first, but they came in technically first, and their arguing seemed to work for them.
Right.
No.
Yeah, it certainly got each one of them inspired to, you know, move faster, and it did work for them, I agree. So their arguing isn't as annoying as some of the teams that I've seen on The Amazing Race so far. So we'll see. It might get more irritating as time goes on, but right now they haven't gotten under my skin like some teams have.
And we all know.
No, we all know from every season there will be that team or two that just irritate the hell out of us.
Yeah, it's too early yet. You know, we've only seen one show. Nobody's gotten there yet, at least with me. Just watching one episode, I don't think any team has irritated me yet, but I'm sure once we get a few episodes in, that will happen. Right now, I like both of the teams I like the team that Mary mentioned from Oklahoma, and I love the hippies as well. Although I think the team that Rich mentioned are strong contenders. They certainly are focused and they're fit and they have a lot of things going for them. So it's going to be a fun and a tight race this year. And I think we're in for a really good season. And like Mary said, there's a lot of diversity. I think it's going to be fun to see how this all shapes now that, you know, we've got the express pass given out. We know who has it. And we see how the alliances shape up.
And then next week, I guess the girls are going to be in bikinis taking ice baths.
Yeah.
It might be a week to watch for guys.
But, you know, the guys will have to be in there too. So they'll be shrinkage to see.
I'll be looking well.
Wow, yes, that's true.
Didn't go there, did you?
I'll be watching Allie and Ashley and Nikki and Kim.
It'll be good for the guys, not so good for the girls.
Oh, man.
I would also like to say that given my current age group, I appreciate the fact the Amazing Race never shies away from having the elder statesmen participating and don't just pick young 20-somethings to be the whole cast.
Yeah,
I agree.
100% agree with that. That certainly is one reality show that can have, you know, the elder statesmen, as you called us. Or,
I wasn't referring to anyone in particular, Paul.
I know. I'm at the, anyway. I think, Mary, I don't know, but I will see what maybe we can do about it. But you being our new Amazing Race host, I'm wondering if you would like me to try to get Amanda and McCray on to talk about them possibly getting on. Is that something we should try to do?
I'm thinking that's something we should really try to do. Work it, Paul. Because I was such a fan of McCranda all season long.
I'll try to work it. I'll try to work it. I'll dangle that little carrot out in front of them, you know. How would you like to talk with a person who's actually on two seasons and on the All-Stars and you want to be on it? And, yeah, I'll try. I'll see what happens.
I would be so happy.
Work it, Paul.
All right. I will try.
Okay.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, I was really hoping that there was going to be a meet and greet because they were suggesting that they would be doing that up here in Minneapolis. But maybe it'll still happen. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, this might be a good time to announce that we will be having J-U-double-D Party Darty on the Manic Monday show on Monday.
Wow.
With Michelle Costa on the Manic Monday show. So if you want to hear Michelle Costa and Jed Darty talk on the Manic Monday show and you have any questions for Jed or comments, you can join them at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on the Radiotti Show Network at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and listen to or talk to Michelle and Jed. And I believe that next week will be Candace.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
Candy Day.
I love that Judd's coming on, and I will, if I haven't made any connections with Amanda and McCray for our Amazing Race show, I will say, hey, Judd, would you please?
There you go.
No.
Well, Alyssa and Candace said today that they would like to go on Amazing Race together, so there is another option.
I don't think. To be honest with you, as far as the Amazing Race goes, I don't see them as being as entertaining racers as Amanda and McCray. I just think that is Amazing Race gold right there if they're going to get a Big Brother duo.
But not just that. If they're going to choose Alyssa, the smarter route for Alyssa would be to go with Helen. Just because people saw Alyssa and Helen as a pair, and not as much Alyssa and Candace.
True. Certainly, Mary, let me ask you this. When we bring up Alyssa, they certainly would not have, they wouldn't bring Rachel back for a second race, would they?
I was going to say that.
I
Alyssa
would
and
not
Rachel.
Think so.
Because, yeah, Cherry, I think that.
But stranger things have happened. So
that's true. But
Rupert's been on like three or four seasons of Survivor, and Sandra three, and.
Well, yeah.
It's all the same, so I don't know.
Yeah, I certainly Survivor's done that the most, but I think if there was going to be an Alyssa pairing, the best would
be. I just
don't
think that Alyssa has an exciting personality.
No.
You know, like she'll be in China. If she was on The Amazing Race, she'd go to like Russia and say, man, Canada's so much prettier.
Well,
and you know, I'm not somebody who's bashing Canada because I love my Canadian friends, but still, watching her in the house, I thought she was more from Canada than America.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I just
she lives there part time, so I guess she was trying to support both Canada and America, and she did.
So maybe she
could
be on Big Brother Canada next season. That would be
right.
Kind of cool.
And
I love that.
That could happen.
Yeah.
I still think it would be gold if one of these English-speaking countries, there's four of them now at least, if they could get a. If they could get a group from each, you know, Big Brother UK, Big Brother Australia, Big Brother Canada, and Big Brother US and have them, I think that would be awesome.
And do a winter season of that.
Yeah.
So we had like a winter season.
I loved Big Brother 9.
I did too. A lot of people didn't, but I sure did.
I did too. I initially did, and then I didn't. I felt I enjoyed that season a lot, and then when people started saying how bad it was, I almost feel like I got talked into it, that I agreed. But then later,
I thought it was a great season. I start
thinking about who was on that season, and I really, really loved a lot of those house guests from that season. And
James and Chelsea, right?
Chelsea,
yeah.
Loved
James.
It.
Sheila Kennedy.
I think that's Natalie. You know, a lot of people knocked that season, but those are some big brothers. You mentioned their names. I know them.
It was never a dull moment.
Is that the season they had the double medical crisis?
Yes, Amanda and Amanda, that was shocking. I mean, when she fell. And then at the same time, it was, what's her name, that was forced to pair up with, I shouldn't have even brought it up now. I'm not going to remember it. But
was it Jen DiTerno?
No, it wasn't Jen.
No.
It was Jen's boyfriend.
I'm having trouble remembering her name, too.
She was. Remember, Jen was forced into a pairing with Parker.
Yes.
And her boyfriend. Oh, what is her name? Anyway, I always name right off the bat. I always hope somebody on air or in the chat room is able to remember what I'm talking about when I stumble across memory. But
that
old age you talked about.
That's right.
yeah, it's okay.
But I really loved in the final four the
Allison, Amanda, Chelsea, Jen.
Allison was the other one that had. She had the reaction to. To slop or whatever.
At the same time,
Amanda went down from her,
diabetes,
hyperglycemia, whatever. Sharon. I loved Sharon. People didn't care for Sharon because she kept talking baby talk to the guinea pigs. But I liked her too. I mean, there was some good stuff on that episode.
Like I said, there was never a dull moment. They hit the ground running on that episode or that season, and you were never, ever bored watching that season. I mean, it was entertaining from day one. It was either they were having fun and, like, just tearing it up, having a blast, or they were fighting and going at it, and...
Something was always going on. There was people to absolutely hate the gay guy that said that about Amanda should go hang herself after her father.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Joshua Welch.
Joshua. Oh. Yeah. I mean.
And the gal that called her boyfriend out for being a racist.
Oh yes, that's right. And think how mild it seems now that Adam
We've had season 15.
Yeah, but how mild it was when the uproar over Adam calling the kids that he took care of, the R word, you know. It really was a good season. I have to tell you, I think it was you, Daniel, that... mention the Barter Kings. I did see that episode.
You finally saw it?
Yeah, I did. I found it replayed and watched it just today. Alex Stein, Primetime 99. He looked like he gained a lot of weight, but he was still in his mode. You know, he was from the Glass House, for those that are wondering who I'm talking about.
I remember him.
Did you see that? Because I know, Cherry, that you used to watch Barter Kings all the time. Did you happen to see that episode?
I didn't. You know, I've been so busy moving my mom and then moving us. We've been moving since Friday. We've been moving from the condo to the house, and we've been preparing for the move. I mean, we've just been so busy. I haven't been able to watch many shows lately other than the
anyway,
ones that we talk about here on air. And
they were trading up, and they had a portable kitchen type of thing you put in a pickup truck or whatever. I forget what they called it, but they found somebody wanted that, and he had a Segway to trade. And they showed up, and there it was, Alex Stein, Primetime 99. And they actually, after they left, Steve and I forget the other guy's name, said, it's kind of sad to leave. You know, he was very entertaining, but he irritated the hell out of me still. From back in the glass house days. But anyway, I want to thank you.
Some of the episodes. They bought the girl that's working there with them now a vehicle. They bought her an El Camino.
That's the episode.
That was the episode?
Yes. They traded up from portable kitchen to the Segway, and that was Alex Stein. And then they used that Segway to get their forklift from that guy that they hated, the lift, the 19-foot
right.
Lift.
I'm going to have to watch that for that episode again, because I did see that episode, but I'm going to have to rewatch it so that I can pay more attention, because I did see that episode now that you're talking about it, because I did see them get her that El Camino.
Yep, that was it.
I'll be darned.
And he certainly talked about, as he always does in the third person, always talked about Alex Stein, Primetime 99, blah, 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 you know. And he was the same guy that we got to know from Glass House. But what I immediately picked up on is he looks like he gained about 50, 60 pounds. He was a little porker. So anyway, it's something with driving in the episode name. It aired September 17th. So if you're able to go back on your hoppa. So
I will certainly watch for that episode again and pay more attention, because I did see the episode where they got her the El Camino, watch where they, you know, they had the, what do you call that? Where they stand up the Segway.
Yep.
So I did see that. Of course, I wasn't paying as much attention as, you know, I do this, you know, some programs, but I did see that episode. So I'm going to have to watch for it again and pay more attention this time and watch for Alex. And make sure I see him. Yeah, I'll have to watch for that one, rewatch it and see that. So, Mary, what are you looking forward to in next week's episode of The Amazing Race? What do you want to see happen?
I can't wait to see them kissing Tima Marie's butt, trying to get, I mean, everybody's going to become their best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be exciting to see how fake people will be to get an express pass. They're going to be going into a salt mines, and it looks like chopping up some salt. So that's going to remind me of two different legs. We were in Chile once, and we went to a mine, and that was on All Stars, and we just had to put on the gear and look down in a salt mine, I think, and it was huge. Chiquicamata was the name of it. And then in season 10 in Mauritius, we had went to, it was salt or sea. So everybody chose to do the salt challenge, in which there's this big old heel of salt, and you had to find the salt shaker in that hill of salt.
Mm.
And so everybody's hours and temperatures like 110 degrees and sun's beating down on you and you're just in a bathing suit out there digging through salt and you're, I mean, it was tough. And so they're going to be digging through salt, but they don't have a hill of soft salt. This is a hard rock salt. But it says they're going to be at a salt mine, so that's going to be really cool.
Let me ask you this, because it doesn't matter with this season, but did Phil say at the beginning of the race that there was going to be a second express pass, or was that a surprise?
He told him at the beginning of the race.
Okay, because I'm thinking if they didn't announce that, just like finding a hidden immunity idol on Survivor, I wonder if they can keep that, you know, if they would keep it secret if it was a surprise and it wasn't known, if that would benefit people by the other racers not knowing. I'm just thinking of a new twist, perhaps.
That would be a cool new twist.
I agree.
I just want to see if Team Duck Dynasty pulls off some duck calls.
They remind me a lot of BJ and Tyler, the hippies from season 9.
They do.
And I met them in real life, and they're some awesome guys. So,
Mary, Shady wants to know if there's somewhere that he might be able to go back and watch your seasons over again. Do you know if your seasons are online somewhere?
I know that you can go to Amazon.com and buy it. And both seasons 10 and 11 came out in June, I do believe.
Wow. Interesting.
And there's certain clips on YouTube. But I don't know if you can watch the whole season on YouTube.
Okay.
Do you know how much the seasons are on Amazon?
$29.95, I think.
I was thinking maybe they would have them on Netflix or like Hulu or something like that.
Maybe. But I know with the ones with on Amazon.com, me and David are on season 10 cover.
Yes, you are.
Wow. I bet they have some extra footage on those too, don't they?
I don't know. They didn't interview anybody separately or anything. Like on some Survivor videos, because we've got Chris Doherty's Vanuatu Survivor video, and they flew him out and they did a special editing thing to where they're asking things about after the season was over about what happened during the season.
Right. I was just wondering if maybe they put in like an extra disc of, you know, some things you didn't see
TV,
during, right.
That would be really cool because David actually did a challenge in Mauritius that never aired on TV. Because we had to go to a beach and I sat out and he had to put like a space bubble on his head and this whole suit and do an underwater adventure. Like fish or heaven, he just explained it to me. I've never gotten to see it yet, and it would just be so cool. But he said, Mary, he said, millions of fish just swimming all around me, and I'm walking on the ocean floor trying to get these clues, and it told us what post office to go to. But when we had gotten back that season, we kind of knew something would happen with that leg because somebody was on the beach, and they were videotaping the whole thing. Like, just... We literally had this one man follow us to 4 countries. And he was an old man with gray hair. And, like, he would follow the teams, and then he'd get us on the plane and just start, "You're on the Amazing Race. You're on the Amazing Race, aren't you?"
Oh!
And all the louds. Yes.
So it wasn't somebody that was working for the Amazing
Race. No, there's some rich people out here who love to just follow people around the world, I think. But that was one guy. This was in Mauritius, it was just a vacationing couple because Mauritius is like a paradise, beautiful. And they were just vacationing out there on the beach. I guess they were fans of The Amazing Race and saw people come in with backpacks and camera crews and big production. So they literally videoed the whole thing of people running in and out of the water, doing the challenge, and then David bringing me the chalkboard back that he had rode on with the, it was Post Office Day Royale or something like that, and that's where we had to go. But they had it all on videotape. I mean, a month later we get home and they had this already spoiled. So that's one, that was, I think that's the
like
only.
That's like spoilers in real life. I mean,
yeah.
In real time.
So I've never got to see that. It'd be awesome if they would show that.
Wow.
But Terry, if it's okay,
so
I'm going
cool
to let you know.
To see that.
I said, but if
Mary.
It's okay, I'm going to let y'all go.
Okay. All right,
okay?
Mary. Well, I know.
And
okay, well, thank
I want
you
McCrean
so much,
the next
Mary.
Week, Paul.
I'll try.
Both of them. I love them to death.
Oh,
and then I will
you,
get
Mary,
work on my
sharing.
End finding me some amazing racers, okay?
All right,
sounds
sweetie.
Good, Mary. You give
okay.
the kids a big hug for us, and thank you for doing the second pit stop with us. We enjoy it.
No problem. I love you guys.
Thank
love
you, Mary.
We'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye-bye, guys.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye, Hannah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered just about everything for tonight. I know Rich and I are absolutely exhausted. We've been moving all weekend long, and
you both need a rest.
We are exhausted, and we've covered just about everything we can cover for this episode of The Amazing Race. And I do look forward to next week. I can't wait to see how the alliances start to build and see who winds up in whose alliance. That's always fun. And I want to remind everybody to make sure you're with us on Monday for the Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa from season 10 of Big Brother, who will have her special guest, Judd Doherty, of season 15 of Big Brother with us. And that will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And
tomorrow.
The following Monday.
Yep.
The following
Monday. And tomorrow should
Monday,
be happy because Patriots are winning.
That's good, too. Next Monday, I believe, we'll have Candace. So we're starting to get some of the Season 15 Big Brother guests in with us. I'm really looking forward to that. And then, of course, on Thursday, make sure you join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for our Survivor Roundtable show with Michael Cowboy Ellis. And he'll have a special guest on with him as well. So we're going to wrap this one up tonight. Everybody for being here with us tonight on Sunday evening for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show. I'm going to close the show up with Ryan as I always do. And I'm going to pick a closer.
Yep,
and
I want, while you're looking, I want to say a special thanks to our new regular on Sunday night, Rich. It's good to have you on, bud.
Thanks, sir. And congratulations on the NHL season starting this week. So,
yeah,
yay.
Another type of reality.
Next Thursday, we both have home games.
That's right. Nashville Predators here.
And we're in the same division.
I know. Should be hot.
All right, buddy.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, everybody, take care. God bless. Here's Ron to close the show. Thanks for being with us. Good night, everybody.
And this show was brought to you by the Rad Reality Show. And this show, and I'm the host, Ron Rad, and you've listened to the Rad Reality Show. God bless you guys. Come back Thursday. Good night.
I love hearing him say that. All right, everybody, that's a wrap. Take care. God bless. Be kind to each other. Good night.